Stories from the Past. Stories from the lives of the infallibles. Stories from different parts of the world. On the Lantern.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah the Kind. Dear brothers and sisters, Salamun alaikum. You are listening to this program, Lantern, from IRIB English Radio. On the continuation of Lantern, we'll listen to an interesting story. Steve Jobs dies a billionaire with a fortune of $7 billion at the age of 56 from pancreatic cancer, and these are his last words. At this moment, lying on the bed, sick and remembering all my life, I realize that all my recognition and wealth that I have is meaningless in the face of imminent death. You can hire someone to drive a car for you, make money for you, but you cannot rent someone to carry the disease for you. As we get older, we are smarter, and we slowly realize that a watch is worth $30 or $300, both of which show the same time. Whether we drive a car worth $150,000 or a car worth $2,000, the road and distance are the same. We reach the same destination. Dr. Fakhr Rohani.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim wa binastain. In this episode, we are going to be concerned with the truth of death. Now you find that in order to remain eternal, or in order to live an eternal life, or in order to live in such a condition that even centuries after our death, our name is remembered with great respect, quite respectfully, by the sages, if not by the lay people, is because we accomplish very great tasks in our lives. For example, please note carefully that many great literary figures or scientists lived in this world, okay? We may not know, even today, too many points about the highlights of their lives, yet we always benefit from the invention or from the contribution to human life or the contribution to knowledge. Imagine that, for example, we always remember Louis Pasteur, the French scientist, or, for example, Michael Faraday, who discovered electricity, or others, for example. In the Holy Quran, we find that it's indicated, إِنَّا لِلَّهُ وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ. This Quranic verse is indicated in the Surah Al-Baqarah, the second surah, in verse 156. It means, certainly we are from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and to Him we shall return. So our return will be toward Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Based on this view, as we know that we are expected that after our death, we are expected to go back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what are we expected to take with us, okay? From the rewards or from the good jobs we have accomplished in this world in order to be offered to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Based on this, we find that everybody, as a rule, all living things, all creature, okay, the whole creature, the whole universe, is going to go back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now we find that because of this, in order to go back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there's a prerequisite. So we have to have been endowed with some kind of divine trait. And this divine trait is what leads us to do good, both in this world, and to be effective after our death. Imagine that great people in this regard have accomplished such tasks. imagine those great people who have been, for example, leading medical doctors or leading chemists who have discovered very, who have made very great discoveries in the world of knowledge. And based on the byproducts of the intellection, reflection, and academic collaboration, now we find that we are capable of live longer or live healthier. We find that this is, I mean, a very valuable path, a very mark-worthy orientation.
The Lantern.
Under the light of lantern, we'll look at the story, which indicates a moral aspects of our life.
So we find that nobody is expected to view death as annihilation or going to the, for example, to a point lower than the 0 degree. Nothing is created, nothing is going to diminish from this world. Only, I mean, there are some changes, some transformations, that take place in this world. So we find that in this regard, death should be imagined, death should be regarded as a stage in our life, in the vast area of other characteristics of life in this world, We find that old people die and newborn babies come to this world. And this circle gets repeated every day, not every year, every day, Now we find that this is a divine path created for everybody. Likewise, in nature, you find that in the spring, the whole nature is recreated anew in a very beautiful fashion and in a very beautiful way. And after some months, for example, in autumn or in fall, we find that plants are withered and we don't see that kind of beauty that we expected to see in spring. Again, this plant, which is now withered, receives its life anew and gets refreshed. In this connection, it must be indicated that the Holy Quran refers to death as a kind of sleeping or going to sleep, because we are not going to be annihilated here, because we are comprised of two aspects or two characters. One, our physical body, and another one is our mind. Our physical body may not be available any longer, but our soul and our mind isn't going to get deteriorated. Another aspect in this regard is that the Holy Quran quite repeatedly indicates that people shouldn't regard death in terms of annihilation or in terms of going back to a degree much below than the 0 degree. Rather, people are expected to understand and to find out, to remember that there's another life, another eternal life, far beyond the life in this world. With this idea, with this conception, with this aspect, once we've been created, we are not going to be diminished or deteriorated any longer. Only our life changes from this world to the other world. Thank you very much.
That was all for today. Thank you very much for joining us. Inshallah, we continue this topic on the next episode. Till then, may Allah bless all of you. Fi amanillah.
بذكر الله تطمئن القلوب.